Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ponyboy flying around the studio today. Flying around
like
the studio as we are internless today. But it's okay if he works hard because he's getting ready for his... What country are you going? Where are you going, Pony? Are you going to Japan or are you going to one of those shithole countries?
No, stop it.
I'm sorry. I should write a song. Just when you thought the bar couldn't be lowered enough, bar couldn't be lowered enough, bar couldn't be lowered enough. Come on. Hey, you know what? I'm going to give Cheeto Dip a free pass on his comment. Look, he's made comments like that before.
Sure.
The guys that I cannot abide are the guys that come out and defend him. Not defend him, but like condemn the remark and then try to spin it. That is what is killing me with this. I can deal with President Trump making his racist comments about he doesn't like black countries. He wants the Norwegians to come in because they're white.
Did that seem it's rather random to you that he chose Norway?
Well, you know, you got two things at play here. It could be the fact that he's talking about white people, or it could be the fact that he met with the Norwegian prime minister, which means like it's right up here in his brain.
The way a kid would form a lie.
The way a child would do it. That's a good country. Yeah. He's a good country.
What's the best food you ever ate? Last night's dinner.
I can't. And here's the thing. And I look at it now and I say, okay, it's another day. It's another controversy. And then I see the guys that come out and the spinmeisters, not from the White House. This guy was a congressman from Wisconsin. I think it was. It was race bait Wisconsin that this guy was coming out of. And he was trying to somehow juxtapose this remark in a way that if you can't make a remark like that and then have it slammed into other policy. It doesn't work like that. And we missed it on political persuasions yesterday.
Yes.
So
still
I had to vent a little bit.
Great episode yesterday, though.
We had a lot of fun with Chris Freitz and
a lot of passion.
Another yes.
I was listening yesterday because I was outside the studio. Mm-hmm. And right. I listened back and I was like, whoa.
The passion from me is passion for passion's sake. The passion from Freitz is passion for the truth and passion for information, because he, as he often says on political persuasions, he does not have a dog in the fight. He maintains his objectivity, which he does.
Well,
and Rob and
exception.
Oscar, you guys sit there and listen to that.
With one exception, he does try to pick out music to piss you off.
He does. Because he's younger.
Yeah.
He's thinner.
He's taller. It's very funny to watch the opening credits roll.
Younger.
And to watch
thinner,
your face, your brow furrows. It's great.
What's this?
Yeah, so,
what's all this then? This isn't Benny Goodman.
Chingy.
By the way, if you have not gotten a chance to listen to Political Persuasions, I recommend it. It is me. It is Chris Freitz. Chris is a former correspondent with CNN, and he brings a lot of knowledge to the table. Me, I scream and yell a lot. That's what I do.
You didn't yell as much as you promised you would yesterday. You got to step up your game.
Yeah, but you know, and we have some moments too. We have some comedy. It's not lacking in Political Persuasions.
No.
We have some comedy. But I rolled my eyes late last night, when this S-hole comment was made, and it's just like, does he think he's in like the locker room at Mar-a-Lago when he's got congressmen from the other team that are in the room with him?
That would be the kind of thing. You say S-hole countries to Billy Bush. You don't say it in the Oval Office.
This is not, people are going to be upset when I say this,
don't
but I'm going to
say
this. I have to say it. There's a part of me, do you think maybe there'd be the chance that, you know, if he is kind of slipping a little bit, if he is losing it, that this is just the beginning of, you know, where he'll be sitting there at a press conference and he say, I'd like to answer that question. Well, look at the ass on her. Wow, this is great. You know, if it gets like worse and worse, like your grandfather would when he had mental issues, I don't know.
Grandpa.
It would be. Oh, Grandpa, what are you saying?
Oh,
like
President
that?
Trump.
There was a day. Let me tell you something. There was a day. But anyway, welcome to the show. Ponyboy is flying around the studio because we are internless today.
Yes.
And we don't have someone running our fabulous cameras. So who was supposed to be the intern today? As Mike takes the ball, puts it on the tee, even if he wasn't scheduled, I put the ball on the tee. Who was supposed to be in today?
I believe that would be Adrian.
And Adrian was not in today because of what? And can we maybe get Pony's mic turned up just
yeah,
to
sure.
scotch here? And why isn't he here today?
Well, I asked him yesterday over text if he would be coming in today, and he said no. And I said, "What's going on?" He said,
you turn that microphone up a little bit more, Rob.
Okay.
Turn it up, pal.
He said,
"Turn it up really loud. Turn it up so I can hear him loud, so I can really."
At this point, it's probably the send because it's distorting on this end. He's fixing it as we speak.
Oh, okay, very good. So he was supposed to come in today, but he's got car trouble.
Yeah, big car trouble. He missed two payments on his car.
That's trouble.
That kind of trouble.
We mean his car was repossessed?
I would imagine it was.
It seemed that Adrian was avoiding that word in particular.
This is why I love our show, right? Is that Pony Boy, because he loves the interns, won't go deep and say, "How the F did your car get repoed?" He'll just take the, "Hey, I don't have a car, and I missed two payments," and say, "All right, moving along with life. I got better
I'll
things
cover
to do."
For you.
Well, you would say because he loves the interns. I would say it's an overall engagement with curiosity in life in general he does not possess.
Or,
he moves forward without. I am obsessed with every detail. I will ask 50 questions. I'll ask 50 questions if the toll collector has a Band-Aid on his cheek. I'm like, "Did you have a melanoma removed? What's going on with that?" Pony will not does not share the same curiosity,
but that allows us to get the details.
Yeah,
right?
that is true.
So we can call him now, as I have his new phone number. If that hasn't been repossessed,
keep in mind he went a while without a phone too.
Yes.
All right. Let me point out to you that this is Adrian Garcia, night shift manager, and if he answers the phone, he's going to be sleepy. Adrian,
hotel year.
Hotel year and car payment misser.
That's his title, CPM.
He's 25 years old.
He is. He should be able to handle a car payment.
I feel like I do when I'm calling my daughter, who's a creature of the night. Restaurant employee.
Sure.
Theater member, you know, auditioning. Prior to 11 o'clock, and 11 o'clock's a push.
Please leave your message for 571.
Oh, dear.
Feel that.
I was going to say, we should leave
a message.
I have a good message I'd like to leave him, if it's okay.
Please. All right, go ahead. Lay it on him.
Could you please send ice up to room 528?
Adrian, it's Mike, it's Rob, and Oscar. If you're getting this message, please call the show or let somebody know that we can call you.
Yes.
You're probably sawing wood if you work. By the way, to the best of our knowledge, you were the intern that had a full-time gig working for a hotel as a manager. And it would seem to me that would be a steady stream of income that would relate to a car payment coming in.
He lives with his parents.
He lives with his parents?
Yes.
Although you can't get to work if you have no car.
I didn't know that.
I mean, where is that money going?
Up in smoke.
Adrian, when did we speak to Adrian? Hang up on him.
Okay,
when did we speak to Adrian last?
Like voice speak.
Oh, geez. I think it was Monday?
No, he was in Wednesday. He screened calls,
Wednesday.
Right?
He was actually great on Wednesday. On Wednesday, after all the shows were done, he hung out and he's like, "I'm good." I was like, "When do you work?" I was like, "I work this evening. I'll just hang out here if you don't mind, like do some work." And I was like, "All right." So he hung out and did whatever work he was doing, right?
Right.
Now, you should know this, that outside of my financial woes with one Mr. Adrian Garcia.
You have had the ins and outs, yeah.
I've had the ins and outs, and I've had in multiple pep talks because I think of him. I have an affinity for him because he's worked so long for the show.
You have a relationship because of your hours.
Yes.
And the time they have a similar cultural background.
Yes, yes.
No, but I'm saying all the interns, Oscar has done deep dives on all the interns because he...
I see them.
And unfortunately, the interns don't realize that when they're sitting there casually, like figuring out where a USB cable goes, that Oscar is secretly in his brain recording everything they say to him.
And it's a full
he uses
scan.
It later. Yeah, because to be honest with you, you know what? We talk a lot about your two shows, but I would say this. When it comes to entourages and utilization of oddities on a program, I think you and Big O, Big O and Dukes have actually moved forward well past us a long time ago. You know how to mine this material better than Bitcoin. You know how to get
that.
First of all, collect. It is a compliment because I love the material. You know how to collect these human beings and then use every bit of them. And many of them become, you know, like friends. With our interns, lifetime contracts.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then
so you
friends
did that
life.
With Adrian. So you know more about. I did not know he lived at home at 25. So,
I did not know that either. Did you know that, man?
Yeah, I did not know.
And I'm not judging him because I, at one point when I was 30, I had roommates, which were my parents as well, right?
my favorite joke you've ever told.
But I've also heard of
my roommates.
Adrian and his woes at home.
Whoa.
Where he's like, man, I should have put a couch in my room.
This is a vein of comedy that I suddenly have forgotten about the repossessed car.
Yeah.
I want to send him a limo today.
Yeah. What is this about? He has a couch in his room?
Because we're like talking and we're talking about
furniture. He has a couch in his bedroom.
He said, well, you know why? Because now it's like an Embassy Suites.
He put a couch.
He's got a tiny fridge. He has a coffee maker that makes one cup of coffee. It's just like a home away from home in his home.
He's like, every time I walk in, the couch is right there. And like, I don't have room to walk around my bed. And I said,
far be it for me to change the discussion, which is repossessed cars. But right. When the couch has definitely pushed the repo back to the back because I picture him. You know why? I'm thinking my mind's going 1,000 miles an hour right now, and I'm saying he wants the couch in his bedroom because he doesn't want to interact with his family
at
all.
He wants to stay in there.
He doesn't want to lie on a bed. He wants to sit on a couch. He's probably got a TV in there and never come out of his room.
And Dubong hits.
Dubong hits in his room.
Probably,
oh, God.
Right?
So he comes home, rolls up a towel, blocks that door jam, and it's off to the races.
Oh, my God.
I find this news out during the holidays, right?
Kill Pony's mic, too, if you don't mind.
And Pony, you can come back here if you'd like, or do you have to work from there? Okay, then you just do what you got to do.
Do what you do, Pony.
Yeah, so
knock us out of this.
Dazzle us.
So after all that, I had happened to have some cash in my hand, and I said, it's the holidays. Let me help this guy out. Like, he's been helping me out here and there, and I have a soft spot in my heart, right?
Well, you're weirdly generous in certain ways.
Yeah, so sad.
Psychologically, you're very stingy, but as far as monetary things,
psychologically stingy.
You're not going to get a warm fuzzy
from
a
Oscar. Dead inside, as my wife tells me.
Dead inside. That's right. But as far as like black. Suddenly there's a Steinway piano that just arrived on the O'Mara's stoop for a 4-year-old. It's like, okay, T.O. Oscar, we go.
So, right.
But never will he say he loves you.
No, he does that to both of us, doesn't he?
When he drinks.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, go ahead.
But before we do that, there's a bunch of boxes that are here that arrived the day after we all went on holiday break, mm-hmm. right? But I was still here, and Diego of all people, or Adrian, says, should I unpack these and take these to the guys? And I said, well, that's really generous of you. How kind of you to take their gifts to the guys outside of what was sent to Mike, right? Mm-hmm. I said, while you're doing that, will you please take this one thing to Rob Spiewak? But you have to do it tomorrow. We'd like to get it deposited in the bank.
Mm-hmm. So he is willing to do the road time in his soon-to-be-repossessed vehicle to drive presents that are significant to the guys on the show.
And the
That's
business.
Very, very
and
kind.
The
That's
business,
wonderful.
Right?
And the business. That's nice.
So I'm checking. Monday comes by. This is Friday he leaves.
Right.
Monday comes by. That's Christmas. I'm like, all right, well, I guess that didn't happen. And then Tuesday comes by. And I'm like, all right, that's the day after. I call him like, hey, man. Did you get all the gifts and the projects in that envelope to Rob? And he's like, oh man, I got home on Friday and didn't wake up till Monday.
Yeah, okay. All right, there we go. That's the motivation factor right there. That
Johnny
is the
Couch.
Motivation factor.
So
that's it.
To hear that his car has been repossessed after he has a full-time job and is essentially spiffed or given hundreds of dollars here and there, right? Really does not make sense. There is something
off about
this.
Or does it make more sense than anything else in the world?
And before
I never thought of him as the kind of guy that would miss a car payment. I thought of him as the responsible, like, employee of the month. I thought he would be the guy that was, doing the job.
Well,
I really did.
I think when he is set to do, like, hotel things, he... can handle that because it's set in stone. This is a process. This is why he won the crock pot. And he did. He won a crock pot for being hotelier of the month. But if it's something rather
Stop for a second. Yeah. He really won a crock pot?
Oh, we discussed it.
Yeah, that was the gift he got for all the hard work and all the shifts he's taken.
I do remember on Facebook, after a long exhale, you could almost smell the pot smoke coming out of your modem. He said, who has slow cooker recipes?
All right, let me see. His last post on Facebook was January 10th at 5:46. Well, it might not be his last post. It would be the post the way Facebook organizes things, which is completely effed.
Probably his most recent.
Yeah. It says, yesterday I got so old, I felt like I could die. I think he was quoting a song, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe he meant cold.
He's big into music.
No, he said I got so old, I felt like I could die. And then he puts In Between Days by The Cure.
Now,
I don't know what's
when
going
we celebrate,
on.
Throwback Thursday.
When we celebrate our interns, we also need to highlight certain aspects. And what past data would show me is that everybody that I know that has had their car repossessed are potheads. That's
all right, he's putting a lot of tunes up on Facebook, which I cannot abide. I got a whole thing I want to talk about with Facebook a little later in the show.
The tunes. You know why he's doing that?
Because
he's smoking weed and listening to tunes.
And remember,
he's smoking weed, and he said, it's a Tedeschi Trucks Band kind of morning.
So saith the hotelier that took too much Molly to see the head act at Burning Man.
Remember when he got
was it Burning Man
for drug paraphernalia? No,
that's right.
It was whatever. Oh God, it wasn't Burning.
Temperature seems to be. You might be right, Rob. It might be not be. He might have had a typo because he was so stoned. Yesterday I got so cold I felt like I could die. Because later on another post on January 10th says, "You know it's been cold when 25 degrees feels like sweater weather." Okay, thank you, Adrian. Thank you very much.
Wonder what that sweater smells like.
Then he promotes the show, which is when I fall in love with him, when he says, best day of the week, Wide Open Wednesday.
He does that on his own. It's hard to hate him when he's so good at so many things except for life.
All right, you want to hear a stoner post, and people are going to get mad at me again because you're going to say, Mike, that was actually quite nice. But here's Adrian on January 8th writes, my philosophy is basically this. And this is something that I live by. First of all, like one capital and then all lowercase, no punctuation. And this is something I live by and I always have and I always will. Don't ever for any reason do anything to anyone for any reason ever, no matter what, no matter where or who you are with or where you are going or where you've been ever for any reason whatsoever. That is the stoner post. First of all, let's break it down, okay?
No,
don't
I don't know.
Don't do anything. That means like don't hug them, don't kiss them either. He doesn't put any context in there whatsoever.
This is what's tough. This poor guy, right? He was fleeced out of thousands of dollars coming right out of high school when he went into the Columbia School of Broadcasting, right? You don't know this.
This is astonishing.
He's earning his own podcast.
He spent 2 years there.
Hi, this is Dick Robinson. I want you to make the check out to cash.
And then he went to another higher end school of recording afterwards. So he knows Pro Tools and like multiple different.
He's done stuff for us.
Different formats and software.
There's your
software.
Contribution. There's disengaged Rob's. He's done stuff for us. Rob wouldn't know any detail other than busting his balls on the show. You didn't even know he lived at home, and you.
Well,
you
neither did you. But I can tell you
I'm
this.
I'm in Florida, for Christ's sake.
I know
you
this.
Are as disengaged. With interns, you hate the interns because you were one.
I hate some of the interns.
Have you ever had a meaningful, real, deep conversation with Adrian Garcia?
No, but not for any lack of effort. I try, but he's so annoying.
Listen to the gold your brother is spinning right here.
I do know
Columbia School of Broadcasting, fleeced out of thousands of dollars. My God.
By the time you get to that level with him, you want to shoot yourself in the mouth.
Well, it's just, it's interesting that we have these deep conversations.
So,
I can't believe it.
This all comes full circle because after he tells me this, I'm like, man, are you still making those payments? He goes, no, luckily my dad paid them off. Like, so he's clear out of debt.
Good.
That's very nice. And he sounds like he's got a good father that's doing that.
He just picked up that brand new car not 6 months ago and got a sweet deal, right?
What kind of ride is he has he been driving around in?
I think like a Hyundai.
Okay.
Like a mid-size.
New one?
New one. Brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new, right?
Okay.
Brand new.
All right.
Now, I asked him when he bought that car, what made it a great deal? And he's like, no, you got to talk to this guy. And he made sure my APR was like, he everything sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
Like he was getting a good monthly payment.
Yes. But like a true pot guy, it was, I talked to a guy.
The numbers guy.
The numbers guy.
He goes, when you get there, you got to talk to the numbers guy. The numbers guy can get you the right deal.
That's right.
They don't have like, they do it with mortgages. They don't do balloon payments with a car.
No.
Or do they?
No.
I don't think so. You know, where all of a sudden the hammer comes down, you know, I'm paying 15 cents a month for this car, but in on January 1st it goes up to $480.
Adrian's only balloon payment involved a balloon full of nitrous. That's it.
So for a guy who says that he was fleeced out of thousands of dollars from the Columbia School of Broadcasting,
you not really fleeced. You know, let me tell you, as someone who went to that broadcasting school, I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yes,
right.
And here's the thing. Yes, I am a broadcaster. Yes, I pursued a career that ended up being a successful career in broadcasting. I will say this. It didn't matter back then when I was 14 years old, because what they care about at all of these places is the color of the money that's in your wallet.
Yeah, that's the green.
That is the prime directive here. So if I hadn't had any talent, I still would have gotten in.
Right.
And they did, at least with the CSB, as we call it, the School of Broadcasting, they did a deal where you go down and you audition.
Yeah.
And it's a complete ruse, because if you got the check, you get in. And so I don't think he got fleeced. He just got let in, and then nothing came of it because
we've heard him. What was your song for your audition?
My audition tape?
Yes.
Well, the audition tape I did, I remember songs from my audition tape.
Oh, I was joking that you would sing, but you remember songs.
So no, it was not a tape. So you don't bring a tape to them. You would go in and read copy.
Okay.
You would go in and read. They want to hear your voice. But the thing is, at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, this is how old I am. I remember songs that were contemporary hits that I put on my, because the end of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, what you create is your demo reel, DJ demo reel,
right?
And you edit it and you do it. And the one that sticks out the most that was on my reel was I had Rock On, David Essex.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had Space Race by Billy Preston.
Deep cut.
I had The Way We Were, Barbara Streisand, for my ballad, my slow song.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that I remember. I think I had maybe Photograph by Ringo Starr.
One of my favorites of all time.
And so I remember these, but the bottom line is, it's not getting fleeced. When he says he's getting fleeced, he went to the school. It's just they didn't deliver on the promise of, you too can get a job in broadcasting, you know? Yeah, this is it. This is it. Absolutely. David Essex, Rock On. I don't know what year, but we're talking about probably 1975. I would think something like that.
Let's see. I actually have the year.
This is a great song.
Oh, Rock On, David Essex.
I know this song. This is a great song.
WDRC.
74.
Where your friends are.
Billboard 74. Hit 74.
Yeah, 70. That would fall when I was a lad doing this. And but the point. Oh my God, we're running out of time. God, this is the opening break. David Essex, WDRC. Hope you enjoy this. Hope you're having a great day. Remember, WDRC softball team going to be out at the field. David Essex. I stepped on it. I got completely confused.
That's okay. You're in the school.
That's right. Yes.
Can I just leave you with this?
Leave us with one Adrian fact.
Okay.
A factoid.
The text I write to him. And again, I love this kid. I feel like I'm supporting him in financially and emotionally sometimes when he tells
me. He's a sweetheart. You got to love him. He's a lovable kid.
I said, in 2018, when you can't do something, I'd rather you tell me to F off, right? Instead of saying you can and nothing happened.
Right.
So you send him a pissy little text.
No, this is a pep talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, pep talk is pissy.
Yes.
Well, he's psychologically stingy, as we know.
That's right. Absolutely.
I know you don't mean to do this. It's just something that we can work on together. Accountability. In 2018, let's work on accountability. Especially as someone as talented and loving as you, accountability will take you further in life than just saying yes and nothing happening.
Well, it sounds like it's working.
is The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Why can't I just make the eggs?
Because you take too long, you make a big mess, and I have to clean the whole thing up.
Eggs aren't good for the environment anyways.
What?
You heard her.
Quickly, please.
Look at all these pictures. Every newspaper looks like USA Today.
Shelly and I are trying to be vegan. That's the soy milk.
You wear leather jackets.
But they're vintage, so they don't support the industry.
They aren't done. There's white stuff.
You know how much you love brambles? Pigs are smarter than him, even.
I never thought brambles was a genius, okay? Mom, the eggs are not done.
Fine, make your own f***ing eggs.
I wanted to. You won't let me.
Your sister doesn't like me.
I'm hungry.
She does.
There's your chance. Going to bed.
Julie. Hey.
What do you want from Julie?
Darlene, can you excuse us?
Darlene, stay.
Why aren't you in Algebra 2?
I switched sections.
Why?
Aren't Jenna and Kyle enough?
I'm sorry that you're jealous.
Jenna is a moron, you know.
She's not. She's in AP Calculus.
She's a moron in a deeper sense.
You don't even know her.
Miss Patty assigned you a role, by the way. You just never showed up to claim it.
What role?
The Tempest.
There is no role of the Tempest.
It is the titular role.
No, it's a made-up thing, so we all can participate.
You can't do anything unless you're the center of attention, can you?
Yeah, well, you know your mom's tits. They're fake. Totally fake.
She made one bad decision at 19.
Two bad decisions.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Mike.
What is that from?
That is from Lady Bird.
Oh, Lady Bird. Wow. Okay. I went to that movie. You would have thought I would have remembered that. Live from the Fiverr Studios.
I went deep, man.
In our nation's capital. That's Laurie Metcalf, by the way, who's the who's Saoirse Ronan's mother in
right.
Lady Bird. How
make
about
your
that?
Own epic eggs.
Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. So, Adrian, if you're listening, call us, please. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. A great time to make a new start, like refinancing or buying a new home, which ain't easy if you don't know what you're doing, but that's okay. Cornerstone First Financial, they're going to be able to help you through the process. They'll do it quickly and easily. They know how to help. Higher interest rates are coming soon. That means you'll be paying more on anything you finance, especially your mortgage. Cornerstone First Financial can lock in your rate before it's too late. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands it's your money on the line and they will take care of you. It's a wonderful opportunity to tell you about a business where we all have personal experience meeting the good people, the quality people that work in our building at Cornerstone First Financial. And we're thrilled to have not only a good relationship with them, but an advertising relationship as well.
I stopped in and spoke with them yesterday about a few things, and they're just so nice. Joe was there, and I got to see Tater. It's great. I love going by their office. Good folks.
Might want to pop Adrian Garcia in that door just to have him, have him explain the financing process to him. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone
this
First
is how
Financial.
You pay a bill.
At
202-625-1221.
Mention TMOS score. And receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Happy New Year from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial, Oscar Santana. Anna.
Programming note, speaking of accountability,
yes.
This Monday is MLK Day.
Yes, it is.
And we will observe it. We will have a best of show. I don't want anybody complaining or BSing about
I
it.
I don't feel the same obligation on any level whatsoever to explain anything,
yes.
But that is the truth. So we will not be here Monday. We'll be here with a brand new show on Tuesday.
And do enjoy the best of. Pony does a great job with them. You'll enjoy some great moments.
A moment, if I may, a moment to discuss, and I'll set this up, then we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But you never know down here in Dodge City, Florida, what you're going to stumble upon.
That's your mailing address, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, it's the land of, look, there's a reason why every news kicker for every DJ show and every, it's Florida.
Always.
It's always Florida.
It's the sun.
It's, maybe it's the warmth, maybe it's the sun, maybe it's the fact that.
You can't go any further south.
You can't go further south. It's like why you got all the wing nights out in California, too, because they can't go further than the Pacific Ocean. Right. That's the way that rolls out. My father always said,
"See the end."
That's why all the crazies.
Honey, we're home.
All the crazy people are out there in California because they can't get any further. It's the Pacific Ocean. Right. Well, the fact is, it's the same thing with going south. You get down to the tip down here, and nobody's. We're picking my son up at the church preschool where he attends classes. And we have been very happy with this preschool. And it's a very nice environment. It's a very normal church environment where they've got the church itself, and then they've got the outbuilding, which is the school, and everything is a labyrinth of hallways, and that's where they do this work. As we are driving, my wife decides she's going to go pick the little lad up. I said, "Would you like some company?" She said, "Well, I would." And I said, "Well, that's great. I'll tag along." Because we occasionally do the dual pickup. It's rare.
Said, "Oh, you?
You?" Actually, this is the way it went down, Rob. I said, "Would you like some company?" And her words were, "If you must."
Yeah.
But anyway, so there. She... So I hop in and I ride shotgun, which, by the way... At my advanced age, I'm doing more and more. You know, I'm more and more the guy that I see in the grocery store parking lot that's sitting in the passenger side just going,
"We cracked a window for him."
Yeah. So I go down there and we pull into the driveway. And so I've done plenty of pickups there. And Carla does a different pickup. She parks on the other side of the church and she parks at the furthest possible stall away from the church, so she gets her steps in. That's why she is fitter than fit.
Mm-hmm.
Me, on the other hand, I actually drive my car up to the door, leave the engine running, and put the fake handicap sticker on my... No, I don't do that. No, but
one wheel on the curb.
So we pull in. As we are pulling in, we see a guy I would estimate somewhere in his mid to late 20s.
Okay.
He is wearing a military-style hat. He is wearing cargo military-style pants. He is wearing a vest that almost looks like it's some sort of a flak jacket. And he is carrying a bag of stuff. And let me just say, that is not the average parent that's picking up children at the preschool. This guy stands out like, you know, I have a voice in my head that's going, "If you see something, say something." And I'm looking at this guy, and I said, and so I pull in, and Carla sees him, and I go, "Jesus, what is that?" And I see this guy, and I go, and Carla says to me, What? I said, "Look at that guy. Look at Johnny Militia over here. What's the deal with that? That's my kid's school." She said, "You're being over dramified. Just stay in the car. I'll go pick him up." And I said, as she's getting out of the car, I said, "Okay, keep your head up." And she trundles off into the school. And I'm sitting there in the car, being an old man, you know, just air conditioning running, sitting there like a dog, going like that.
Hope she comes back.
Yes, and there's my kid. And I love the greeting because she does this thing occasionally where she doesn't tell him I'm in the car. And then the face that he had was, he comes over to the window and he looks at me and he recognizes that, you know, oh, there are going to be two parents here. It's exciting for a kid. And he's beaming. And I look in back of him and she's not beaming. She's not even close to beaming. And she gets in the car and she said, "I cannot believe it." I said, "What?" She said, "Do you know what they're doing inside the school?" I said, "What?" She said, "You know why you saw that guy, that wing nut that was walking in?" I said, "What? You know the giant church hall?" I said, "Yes, what? What is it?" I said, "What are they?" "They're having an active shooter seminar."
Oh,
okay. What? And I said, "Oh, okay. They're having an active..." "What time was it scheduled?" 2:00. "Oh, so they're having all the guys that the militia members at 2:00, the unemployed militiamen that are coming in with their sidearms are coming in at the time these kids are supposed to be picked up from school. How wonderful is that?"
Perfect.
"They put the Shell No Pest Strip for crazies up in the middle of my kid's school." That's what we will discuss when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show down here in South Florida. And then Oscar tells me they're doing it all over the country. Well, that's great. Glad that God and country and guns are all forming that lovely f***ing cocktail.
Hey!
Thank you. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills in the non-asshole country of the United States. We'll be right back.
Just because it's winter, that doesn't mean you have to forget about the beach. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station. And as the sun goes down, turn your radio up. The Mike O'Mara Show is on every weeknight at 7 p.m. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 97.1thewave.com worldwide. The best music and your favorite radio show. That's enough to keep you warm until Memorial Day. That and plenty of drinking. 7 p.m. five nights a week, TMOS on The Wave. Hot fun in the wintertime.
That's right. Take yourself a little weekend jaunt down to the beach and listen to us on 97.1 The Wave. It's a really, really great time, by the way, as a former Annapolitan and an Eastern Shore resident and somebody who lived in D.C. for a long time. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful trip to go down to the beach. And let me tell you the way D.C. works, okay? No one goes there in the winter.
Yeah, it seems less crowded.
So, you hate people like I do. Go down there on a weekend and walk the beach in the winter with a big parka on
and enjoy it.
Oh, my God, it's great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy 2018. Happy New Year, everybody. Here's a question for ye. Did you make a resolution to make yourself better, to improve yourself?
Yeah,
did you?
Adrian. Hmm?
Really? Adrian, did you do that? This is your year, and all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. Get it on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want. Programs, they got them all, T25, they got a three-week yoga retreat, they've got Insanity, they've got 21-day fix. It's a wonderful, wonderful service. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of all the workouts you could imagine. 600 different ones. 600 Whoa, wow. different wow. workouts. Beachbody On Demand even has nutrition plans and information on meal prep recipes and simple but proven eating plans. If you need to give this service a try right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030. If you want to write that down again, it's texting TMOS to 303030.
I don't normally do this. How would John Facenda give that number?
Text TMOS to 303030.
Thank you, John.
Those are the numbers to put in your phone now. TMOS. The number to text it to. 30-30-30. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Love
so,
that.
Oscar, we were discussing this before the show. You mentioned to me that this is a thing that's being done. And, you know, I understand how popular certain things are
in
this country.
I understand your congregation, Mike.
I also understand protecting things is good. I think that I am probably in the camp that says the protecting should be left to the protectors.
What's God doing?
Being the greatest God there is. My God is an awesome God.
Hold on. I'm also somebody that wouldn't mind taking. I wouldn't mind taking a class that where it's like it's stand, fight, or flight. Right. It's
right.
That where you fight. I believe that if you're, you know, as opposed to getting picked off. If you storm a guy, yeah, you're going to lose somebody, but most of you are going to survive. I believe in all that. I believe in the training for a situation like this. I also believe there are plenty of wingnuts out there. And I also believe that probably everyone going to this seminar probably had their heart in the right place. But I also realize that it is seriously putting up the flypaper for every crazy that wants to come in with his Glock on his hip and my goddamn kid is going to school there. And I thought it was misguided. Well, and I called the pastor of the church last night, who has not returned my call yet, because I'd like to say, don't you feel that mixing this type of thing while there are listen, if you want to have it in a church hall, that when church is not in session, that's fine. But you're having this when my kid is 20 yards away letting out for school when these guys are coming in here. And
was
I just
was...
Was
it multiple guys? Look, you have every right to feel the way you do. And
yeah. I felt completely wigged out by it.
You should.
I agree with you. I agree that you should... And the parents should have been notified. This was the timing. Was there a chance that the gentleman that was dressed like an active shooter...
Yes.
...was the instructor or part of the instruction team to show very you good what's
possibility
possible.
He could have been. He looked like he'd be that guy.
Yes.
Now you know? Another question.
He looked like he'd be the kind of guy. Unfortunately, I basically didn't make it in the military, but I just wanted to bring that. Now here's an important factor. Look, I understand the reality of the world.
And I need to ask this. Church attendance is down, and they got to make money where they're going to make money. Is this a church-sponsored event, or is it something where...
I was not able to go online and get any information.
Because if they're renting the hall, you know, that's right. That's a substantial source of income. However, they got to be aware of timing and content.
Again,
most
of the information that I have seen on television or I am seeing now online is... This is more of
is it about cough drops?
This is more of an information session where they show you what to look for.
Do you have glitter in your eyebrow?
I might have glitter in my eyebrow.
Why would you have glitter in your eyebrow?
Because we had some Christmas tree stuff at the house.
I thought perhaps you had a field trip across the street.
You know, I'll tell you something. 10 years ago, that was a dangerous question to ask Oscar on a Friday.
I wish.
That was for sure. You have glitter on your forehead. Can you tell us why?
You look fabulous.
All right.
They were best speed or pleasure?
Speed and pleasure.
All right. So look, I understand. I'm also not going to shut down the concept of having it. I think if you're going to have something, I don't have the information. And I even called because Carla wanted me to call. I made the call without, I normally like to call with knowledge. And I was calling just to ask some questions. I said to the message I left was, I have some concerns and some questions and I'd like to have them answered. Mm,
yeah.
That's what I had.
And
I
don't no think call
the
guy's back.
Gotten back yet. No call, but oh, they're busy.
These
church people are busy.
Ooh, pastor's down at the range.
Yeah, let me see if I got
the our fathers and the rosary take forever.
Well, you got it. There's a lot of beads there. You have to do the Our Father and then the Hail Mary full of grace.
She's great.
Didn't get the call. So hey. I think this is I've been to when I went on the ride along with Officer Meg, they have these classrooms at the police stations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where this ought to be, especially if you got everybody coming in, you know, that might have a cannon on their hip.
But they want to protect the congregation. This is about
don't know that.
If it was a church-sponsored event.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's still
that's my
air.
Logic because of that. This is the new fad
you
the
understand
world of...
That my feeling on this is, I'm a huge believer that knowledge is power on every possible subject. If you are informed, you can make better decisions and you can help out a situation. I'm also somebody that understands the realities of, some nut doing something insane and protecting yourself. With that said, I believe that when it's the middle of the day and you're having something like this, that this type of activity... And Oscar, you probably have more experience with these type of people than I do.
Yes.
This will attract the type of individual that likes to, watch the Die Hard movies and show up and basically, and you know what I mean? And with that said, I don't think there's, if someone's going to that, it's probably somebody.
You should be notified. Bottom line, parents should be notified.
I don't like the idea that there were maybe a bunch of guys, and I discussed it with somebody last night, and I said, and they probably, some of those people were packing heat, and somebody said, no, all of them were packing heat.
You see,
guarantee that all of them were
not
packing heat.
The one experience I have with a gun like that, that really flipped me out, and I'm sure it was legal, I was at a barber shop, and a guy walked in, and literally he was wearing a cowboy hat, and he had a gun in a holster, on his hip.
Mm-hmm.
No sign of badge, no sign of any sort of being official.
Oh, you got open carry in Virginia, right?
But still, it is so mind flipping to see it. Yeah. Because
here it is when it comes to guns.
It's the first step to something going wrong.
This is that when it comes to guns, this is the way I believe it. All right. I base it totally on statistics. All right.
Sure.
If I have a gun, I am more likely to do some damage to myself or someone I care about than I am to be the hero of the moment, okay? Mm-hmm. The hero moment is something you see in a movie, but the reality of that happening, with that said, we have many experiences with, a guy was there and returned fire. There was a church shooting where the neighbor returned fire. They think it could have been much worse if the guy went, but that is the exception to the rule, okay?
But are we fighting gun control right now? We're talking about the appropriateness of someone having a seminar at the church.
I'm saying that the guys that are bringing the firearms into that environment near my son is not the thing that should be done.
I agree.
And I am talking about why, when you said, I wish I had a gun right now, I have always thought, Would it be, I've always weighed the fact of, should I have one in the house for protection? Because I live down here in Dodge City, but I go with the statistics that
I'm
more likely to hurt somebody in my house that by accident than I am to,
Mike,
you know, be John Wayne and do that. But these guys all see the movies, and this guy I saw walking into the church was like, I'm going in because I'm going to shoot him up. I'm going to save the day and be the hero in the movie. It's all based on
my reference to Packing Heat was talking about my sexual prowess. It was
term that's not packing heat.
Don't do that at church either.
That's packing. Yeah, don't do that at church. That would be horrible. We have to take another break. I'm sorry. No, we'll come back and wrap this up.
I'm coming over and I'm packing heat and flat.
That's
baby.
Right. Yeah. You know, honest to God. And what are the rules for Bolivia and open carry? Do they let you carry guns?
Well, it's an asshole country. Let them do everything.
Attaboy! That's my man. That's my man on a Friday. That's called being on the same page. I didn't even have to deliver the line myself. We'll take a break and come right back, everybody, on the Mike O'Hara Show. Yeah.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, Chris Freitz here. This week on Political Persuasions, Mike and I break down Fire and Fury, the best-selling book that goes inside the Trump White House. We tell you how the author was able to get a seat on the couch inside the West Wing. It's a little something called beat greasers, and it's a trick journalists use. We'll also go behind the scenes of the White House. What's it like behind the podium? And we'll also talk to you about Trump's mental acuity. Is the 25th Amendment really a thing? This week on Political Persuasions. Download it on iTunes, Stitcher, or MikeOMaraShow.com.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, Political Persuasions.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah. That's my boy, Chris Freitz, right there. You will be, I'm not going to overstate it, you will be educated when you listen to Political Persuasion. I learned something that I had no idea about, and you will too. And there are a couple of things in the show this week that you're really going to like on Political Persuasion.
He dropped stuff that is it's massive, like it doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
and
it's very cool.
Hold it. Tell us about that. He's great.
A lot of fun. Brand new episode. Please listen to it. We want to get as many downloads as we can this week. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Making New Year's resolutions is one thing. Sticking to them is another. Luckily, there's one thing that can help. Getting good sleep. Most Americans get less than the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Does that sound like you? Mm-hmm. Science has proven that getting more sleep will make it easier to reach your goals. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support. On each side, it's the couple's bed. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust so you sleep comfortably throughout the night. They even have an adjustment for snoring. Most beds don't do that, people. My Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was, it was an 85. Now, the reason it was an 85 was not because of the Sleep Number. It was because I drank a liter of water before bed. Anyway, don't miss the best bed for couples at the lowest prices of the season. Come in now. That's what they want in these commercials. And save $400 to $700. Hey, I've been doing it a long time. They know I love them. Save $400 to $700 on the most popular Sleep Number mattresses. You'll only find Sleep Number at sleepnumber.com or any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Hey, you're out there. You're buying this product, and you're letting them know that I sent you. Thank you, thank you. Let me know. Please, please, I'd love to know when you buy your Sleep Number. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. A programming note for news you may not need. Oh, my God, Oscar, I'm giving you the day off for Oscar's take. I'm sorry.
Oh, we didn't do Oscar's take this week? Oscar's take.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I wrote
Oscar's
a full
take.
News.
Oscar's
and
take.
I really... No,
all right,
I'll do Oscar's
take. What you should do is just...
No, hold on.
He's got to read it.
Yeah.
You bastard, I forgot. It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
About,
I didn't need to do
what
that.
What about Nikki Diamond?
Oh, Nikki
it's
Diamond.
It's the divisional round.
Why does everything have to be Friday? All right, let's go.
Let's call Nikki Diamond right now.
Oh, man. You know what? It's Friday. We're not going to be here Monday. We're cramming everything we possibly can. All right, you know what? We'll do Oscar's Day. Let me see if I can do that with Oscar's Day. Yes. I can do that with it. Yes, I can do that with Oscar's steak. Yes, I can do that with Oscar's steak. Hold on. And let me see. Yes, I can do all. I can do it all. I can do it all with Oscar's steak.
And
Oscar's steak.
And Oscar, I will read my kicker on Oscar's steak because I wrote lots of little jokes today.
A remix.
But now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to get him on the line because it is the football season, and he is the main man, the prognosticator of... where's the music for Nikki Diamond?
We haven't rung yet.
I think he's Thank already you. On. He, I think he picked
Thank
up.
You.
Thank you. You. There he's here. That's what you do, Rob. Rob, you're so obsessive compulsive about getting him on the show and reminding me. Be obsessive compulsive about pressing the button that is the music that indicates we're going to do our football
segment.
No,
I don't care
That's
for that
That's what I require.
I don't care I know for that trade.
He says, finally, Nikki Dyer.
Finally. Ladies and gentlemen, the prognosticator is here. Nikki, how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm much better now that I hear that music that just soothes the soul. Yeah. Oh, football, baby.
Thanks for piling yes, on.
Absolutely. It is a big, big divisional round weekend, ladies and gentlemen, in the NFL. Lots of games, and let me see. We got Falcons-Eagles, Jaguars-Steelers, Titans-Patriots, Saints-Vikings. Now, traditional, Nikki, this round tends to be a lot of lopsided games. What is your take on this weekend of stunning football action, my friend?
Well, it's an unusual year, Mike, in that you have the number one seed in the NFC, the Eagles, are an underdog at home in their first playoff game. You know, they lost their quarterback. They clinched the number one seed like 3 weeks ago. They haven't played a real game in a while. The Falcons coming off a big win. I think the Falcons are going to go into Philly and win the game, defeat the number one seed.
Wow.
Wow.
I have to say, as much as the Eagles fans are excited, Nikki, and we you know, because it's the divisional round, we're not going to talk about all the other crap. We have to talk about this is a big deal, losing their quarterback, the starter for the Eagles, and I think I agree with you, and I think that it's going to be kind of a bummer because Eagles fans especially are so passionate. I'm a little bummed, but I agree with
it's
you.
Supposed to be
let's
their year.
Let's move on, and let's get the second
NFL. I'm not bummed because if you ever met an Eagles fan, you don't feel bad for them, okay? They're not the best people.
Okay, they're not quality people. Thank you. Let's move on to the next NFC competition. We got the Saints and the Vikings, Nikki Diamond.
You've got a Hall of Fame quarterback, Drew Brees, versus Case Keenum. Everything says to you, you take the quarterback, you take Brees.
I think he's been drinking.
But there's something about the Vikings this year. This guy, Case Keenum, a journeyman, bounced around. He finally found a team that appreciates who he is, kind of like myself on the Mike O'Mara Show. Finally, I have found a home where I am loved and respected and paid, finally, hopefully, coming up this year. So, yes, give me the Vikings at home. They're given 4.5. They beat them in the first game of the season. They're going to end the Saints season on Sunday. Case Keenum, baby.
Wow, that's incredible. You're listening to Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen, the well-respected Nikki Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's loved.
Let's get to the AFC, Nikki, the first game of the day. Jaguars-Steelers on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
It's another game where you think it's Roethlisberger versus Blake Bortles, all Steelers. But Roethlisberger threw 5 interceptions early in the year. Jacksonville destroyed them. They're coming back to Pittsburgh, where they beat them by 20 points last time. I say they keep it close. Pittsburgh finds a way, but Jacksonville will cover the spread, and that's all we care about is the money.
There we are. All right, so that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And the last one, the juggernaut, the behemoth, the New England Patriots. It's going to be the New England Patriots against the Tennessee Titans. Nikki, is that a Saturday night game? Is that a that is a Saturday night game. Tell me, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I wish it was buried this Saturday morning because, you know, Tennessee's the most boring team to watch in New England. We're tired of them. I'm done with them. Get them out of my life. But they're going to win. They're going to blow them out. And, you know, go do something else on Saturday night. But I have a new pick this week. I have the Merle, the sure thing, the diamond pick of the week.
Okay.
2020. Oprah for president, baby! Yeah! You get it, brother! The big Not you, Oscar. The real big
Light him up! Thank you, Nikki Diamond! Enjoy the rest of your weekend! Say hi to Joe for me. All right, very good. That's good stuff. That's Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, awesome. My God.
He had a good drunken energy, didn't he?
Well, hey, Can I just take a moment here and thank my crew, Oscar and Rob and Ponyboy, for the audio tweak that we did. And I won't get into the weeds with the details, but it was very, very nice that there was a thread that I noticed over the weekend. And we've had this issue for a very, very long time where we have crystal clear audio quality on the Mike O'Mara Show. What we don't have was the volume level commensurate with some of the other major podcasts in the nation. And so we tweaked it yesterday. The guys found a solution. It's been a challenge for us to balance the fact that I'm down here and make everything sound good. And a few tweaks were made, and I thought it was an overwhelmingly significant improvement to
fun
the show
to hear
quality.
It was fun to
if
hear
you
it
listen starting yesterday and you listen to today's show, you're going to notice that. And it was great that it was so great that Rob posted about it, and we got a post up about the fact that we tweaked the audio quality. There were like 3,800 posts when they were talking about how negative the low volume was. There were maybe four after we fixed it. And that is the fan club. That's the
what
land they live in.
What more can we do for them?
I think it's social media in general, where, you know, the negative is just embraced and loved.
Negative is
and
easy,
cherished.
Though. Got to admit, negative is easy.
Negative and bitching is easy. Hey, I'm the chief bitcher in charge. I know that. But the fact is, I was a little. I know the guy that started the thread about the low volume reached out to you.
He did.
And it was great. And it was.
What did he
it was
say?
Wonderful. He complimented
he
it.
He asked
right?
for a fruitcake. No. He said that it was noticeably improved, good. And he was very appreciative.
As long as they're happy, Mike.
So I was happy to hear that. And you know what else you should say, Mike, is because it happened yesterday, the most current iteration, episode 5 of Political Persuasions, also benefits from that audio tweak. So make sure you listen to that. That
boom,
sounds fantastic.
Bam.
The other thing I would say with you and me is we probably have to figure out a different way to communicate than text messages.
Okay.
Because texting with you is probably, I think that I probably lost not a full year, but maybe 6 to 8 months of my life texting with you yesterday. Yeah. I think it is because it's just the communicating is.
Well, I was in the car, so I was trying to do it via stoplight. And that was made it a little bit tough. But yeah, I was trying to keep up with
when you see the bat light go up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You pull over and you talk to the Batman.
My text to Rob was, I would like to go public with this, talking about the improved audio. I said, we can confirm there is a significant improvement in the audio. I would really like to let our listeners know that we have tweaked it and would like their opinion. If we could post that, that would be great. The response was, that's cool.
School? Was that Rob?
Yes, that was Rob. And
Rob?
Yeah,
I think that went up before the.
Would you rather get a thumbs up than a that's cool, like a blow off?
That's cool is not a blow off.
I wrote back, does that mean we will all confirm the audio and that we will get a post up about it? And it's just. There's a delay in his responding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
there are people that I text with where it's literally like a conversation.
It's red
and
alert.
Then there's Rob where it's 7 seconds minimum and it's difficult to get the that's the thing. And then
safety
Rob
first, though.
And then but Rob and I we finally caught up where Rob was gonna post, and then Rob said, things will sound this good from now on. In fact, this message came from the guy who first posted.
Yes.
And it says, Rob, I noticed a big difference in sound volume. Perfect. Thank you again, and sorry for the trouble. Please thank everyone. And by the way, it's not trouble when we're trying to improve what we're doing here with that. But I was kind of just saying, sometimes when you respond with, yep, that's great, that's cool, it's not a, I will do it, you know? And so I don't know whether it's acknowledging me with doing. It's a sort of a difficult, slippery slip. We've had that problem in the
past. We have, and it's also that. This was a group text. No one else took the time to reply. I will point that out.
Let me see who was first. I think Rob was first.
Oh,
I think Rob
by
was
a mile.
First. Yes.
We had a whole conversation before anyone else did a thumb.
Well,
let me
go back dealing to, with it. I was like, he'll deal with this.
Yesterday, 1:14 p.m., I said, listened in the car, sounds much better today, much better. Hopefully, we'll record PP, that's Political Persuasions, the same way. Pony. Was the first to respond.
Right? Oh, damn.
Pony says I use the same filters. So Pony is telling me,
but
Pony's
I'm
telling
about
me immediate. Hold on. And then the second response comes from Oscar Santana.
Yes. Oh. But I'm talking about the reply to putting up the post. No one replied to that. I was in the car. And
no,
I said,
but if we're talking about the same thread.
When the conversation started.
But you can't reply to something that hasn't been asked yet.
No. Hold on. You're not off the hook with that because listen to the car. Sounds much better today. Much better. Hopefully we record PP the same way. Pony says, I use the same filters. I said, listen on the app yesterday and today. Incredible difference. If we could all listen to today's show, that would be great. I really think it may be an amazing improvement. Please all let me know what you think. Oscar responds, will do.
I was 6 minutes behind. Did not have my phone on my hip because I was talking to Freights.
You never have your phone. You never respond. You're always the last person to respond to text. Hey. Where do you put it? Is it a fat guy thing where you just don't like putting it in your pocket because you butt dial people or what?
Or you don't feel it.
Or you don't feel the vibration? I'm not sure how that goes.
I don't know if it's a fat guy thing. But
when you claim to be the first one to respond when you were...
I was the first one to respond to the thing about putting something up on Facebook. Yes.
No, that's not... But no, the fact is, though, that the thread was well... You're arguing to argue, and you're wrong. The thread was about the audio quality, and we all were jumping in and doing that. That's the way it was rolling.
Well, my apologies.
Okay. Right. I was not looking.
I'm not. I know.
I guess what we're asking as a family,
yes.
And as a friend, I'll ask you.
Yes.
Why do you hate communicating with Mike?
It's not him I hate, it's you.
But the phone thing, where do you put it?
Yesterday,
I was hiding when we're all jumping on a thread and you know, by the way, after
and the
8
delay
9
was 6 minutes. That's not an eternity.
I'm not talking about that particular post. I'm talking about in general.
In general, I keep
my
phone.
You hate to communicate via text. You're terrible at it.
Well, I may be terrible at it, but I do my best. I try. I keep it at my side at my desk. I keep it at my side in the studio. Yesterday, it was in the studio when I was talking to Freights. That's why I didn't see it for 6 minutes. And if I was slow or brief replying to you on the other one, it's because I was driving.
What about at home?
At home, I keep it at my desk my desk. And
But it's not. You put it somewhere where it's the you because you don't respond to texts when you're at home.
I do. I do.
Not as much as like the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone has to be the worst. But I'm still pretty good.
But congratulations.
There you go. That's where the Cleveland Browns. Another perfect season.
Another perfect season. That's
still
good
a franchise.
Stuff. Well, you know, just I'd like to know what's going on. We'll take a break and we'll come back with sort of an Oscars take and a
Oscars take.
I wrote it. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more toast. No, just call me.
Okay.
Because when we communicate with, you know, our voices, we do a lot better.
I think
that's usually what it is. And that's great. That's cool. Will do. We'll take a break and have more fun. Pony
thumbs
knows
up.
What I'm talking about. Thumbs up. Yeah, that's another one. I'm doing more emojis lately. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Where you watch the big game is every bit as important as who's in it. Make your destination Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy's has the best wings, the coldest beer, and your friends from the Mike O'Mara Show. Sunday, February 4th. Watch the game on big screen TVs with Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Make your reservations at 703-435-JIMS. And don't miss the grand opening of the long-awaited, highly anticipated Buffalo Wing. Sunday, February 4th at Jimmy's in Herndon, Virginia. A full day of big-time, big-game fun.
Previous details are largely still up in the air. Whether or not the Buffalo Wing will actually be ready for the party is not guaranteed.
There may or may not be working bathrooms.
You can count on constant PA announcements from Jimmy Cerrito, guaranteeing that you'll miss all the key commercials during the broadcast.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre will be seated at the head of the table for 300 patrons.
Whether happy or sad, Zoolander may cry.
Todd Moore will be tall.
Adrian will be short.
The promise of a ribbon cutting and a grand opening before kickoff was made with the word promise in air quotes. The big game at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Keep your fingers crossed.
Rob, that made it. Great editing. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, we're gonna be at Jimmy's.
Awesome. I actually almost called you last night to say that it was so much fun to put that together because your read was so dead on. It was just great.
Know, Rob and I did a little recording yesterday. That's it. You can't do a disclaimer and actually get it without the edits that Rob did on that overlapping each other. So, I look forward to hearing that again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. Magazines are the best.
They are.
Am I right? Yeah, they are. Magazines are expensive, they're bulky, they're inconvenient, right? Wrong! If you crave magazines, all you need is texture. With the Texture app, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Vanity Fair, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, Wired, and my personal favorite, 17. And right now, you can try... I just read it. I literally just read it.
Great,
I didn't even
rag.
Pay attention to it. God. Right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally... See, that's how he gets me.
Yeah.
I bust his balls, and then that's his way of busting mine. Texture is my favorite 17.
It's really... The and quality I, will surprise you.
And I did exactly what I Ron Burgundy'd that coffee. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations, and exclusive interactive features. Texture means having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, oh, I love 17. Our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture on your phone or tablet, you'll never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscars Take
17.
The review and comment of the news is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscars and Hannah do not rebut the views of this show, our listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado, an abbreviated version of Oscars Take.
Oscars Take.
Oscar James Franco won a Best Actor Award for The Disaster Artist at the Critics' Choice yesterday, but he wasn't there to collect it. He skipped the ceremony because of the sexual misconduct allegations against him. A source says, quote, he's in a really bad place, so bad that he changed his phone number. He's only talking to a select group of people. For now, he's just hiding out. This probably didn't help his mood. The LA Times posted allegations from five, count them, 5 different women.
Wow.
4 of them were students at his acting school. One of the students said that during a nude orgy scene being filmed a few years ago, seems to me that might be a problem to start with. Franco removed the plastic guards over some actresses' private areas before pretending to give them two of the others said they saw Franco get angry during a shoot when actresses wouldn't go topless. Mm. I know we're normally yucky, yucky, but that was the story I had.
Wow.
What's your take? Kind of a slippery slope for Mr. Franco.
Gentlemen, we talked about this week, the Yankee cranky condition in this world and how you deal with it has completely changed. Mm-hmm. All I know, even from the days of Animal House, is that professors bang their students, right?
Oh, the Sutherland principle.
That's what I knew when I was a young kid. I said, "Oh, look at that! Look at that old man's butt on Animal House, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And when Franco became a professor, I was like, "Man, the trim he's going to pull being an actor and a professor—pretty amazing." There is a fine line, and clearly he has crossed it.
Yes.
And as while Oscar's Take's always funny,
always
for the most part, I can't find a way to make this a way that I can get out of it.
It's like George W. Bush when he talked about war he could really do about it. He was talking about sweetness he could do. We'll move on.
You yank me twice.
Yeah, okay.
Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, maybe this will be a little better for you. Thanks. Lindsay Lohan, sorry about that, is back in the U.S., at least for now.
Nice!
But she can't stay for long because she's got several projects going around the world, including her own island.
What?
Oh, my God.
On the Wendy Williams show today, or yesterday, Lindsay said, quote, I'm discussing designing an island in Dubai.
What?
Or maybe it is today.
It is
I don't
today.
Know when
it
they
was a preview clip they released.
It's a preview. Okay. She also has a club called Lohan in Athens, Greece, and she's opening another one in Mykonos. She's also filming a British sitcom, and she's starting a lipstick line. Then she can get to work on what she called Lohan Island. She says, quote, I'm like out trumping Trump with the name Lohan. That's Lindsay Lohan. What is your take on this?
The fall from grace has been dramatic, gentlemen. When the holidays are around, Mean Girls is on a loop at my house. And I remember the days when she was singing on stage, pretending to be a high school student and being fighting the plastics away, right? The latest Lohan news is not shocking because the only hay she can make is overseas where they still look at Hollywood stars like they are gods.
Okay.
She dated a Russian
oligarch
billionaire for some time. They broke up. So she's bouncing around Europe and Russia, just finding her way for her paycheck. That's just the way I look at it.
But what about
your
her
classic
island?
Dream killer?
What about her island? She's creating an island?
Probably some guy that's, you know, getting down and dirty with her saying, we're going to do this. And okay, probably won't come around because some zoning issues will happen when they're trying to break ground.
Lohan's Island. Skipper!
Lindsay! Lindsay!
I'm on a bicycle made of coconuts. This is how.
All right, anyway,
that New
I'm
Year's,
sorry.
Remember she gave like a New Year's greeting?
Yes.
On Instagram?
Yeah. With an, pretty wasted in an that, indeterminate yeah. accent? Yeah.
Like, you're sitting there like, all right, come on.
Very strange. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, if you're not familiar with humble bragging, it's when someone brags almost... You are. And this is for our listeners. This is when somebody brags almost always on social media, but tries to disguise it as a negative thing. Like, 13 people told me I looked hot today. So annoying. Well, according to a new study, people hate humble bragging. In fact, the researchers found that we react more negatively to humble brags than we do to people who just skip the charade and shamelessly brag. So, next time you want to post, I'm so sick of having to show my ID when I buy liquor. I'm 32. Just write, I look young. What's your take on this, Oscar Santana?
This goes for everybody on social media. This is when you write how hard you work on social media or mm-hmm. how many hours you've been at a project on social media or how long it took for you to finish your SoulCycle class or whatever you've done. F you. All right. We're all out there trying to slay the dragon, and some of us have to pay taxes.
That's wonderful.
So just know this. We don't care. Keep it to yourself. Just do it.
Work 10 hours on my island.
And now a modified version of Oscar's Take. This is simply my kicker story today.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to include it because it is in the famous Mike O'Mara multi-joke format.
Which
seems to be a trend. What is the multi-joke format? I'll tell you what it is. It's when a story does not generate any real comedy, so I decide that quantity over quality will be the order of the day.
Nice.
I'm not sure that a police dog could have an easier mission than this. A 29-year-old guy in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, was caught by a police dog on Thursday after he stole some stuff from a grocery store. What did he steal? Steaks. Steaks. The police even acknowledged that almost it made it too easy for the dog. Here's the quote. Probably not the best thing to be carrying when a determined police service dog is tracking you down. The guy is facing theft charges. When he got to the police station, cops grilled him for about 15 minutes. He also had some traffic tickets from a previous accident where he T-boned a guy last year.
Oh.
In Canada, believe it or not, this kind of crime is rare. Of course, before being booked, he was strip searched. I hope he does okay in jail because they love their fresh meat. After the chase, the guy was bone tired. No word on whether he had a beef with the grocery store. He did resist arrest, but they used pepper spray on him and he smelled wonderful. Thank you very much, everybody. That's Oscar's Take.
Awesome. I had Oscar's to do that.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I had six or seven of them. They were written at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to come in here and do it. We'll take a break and come back with the last audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody!
And now a tale from the deep with Rob and Joe. One day in New Orleans, a comedian and his girlfriend came upon a fascinating discovery.
We went to the aquarium, was right next to our place, and they had mermaids. Joe, you ever seen a mermaid?
I've seen Mermelstein.
The beautiful mermaid beckoned, and as they came closer, their eyes locked. The mermaid then exclaimed,
"Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein."
Yes, it was the rare and elusive Mermelstein. They all lived happily ever after. For more stories of the deep, check out the Rob and Joe Show. Live tapings Monday nights at 7:30 Eastern at live.robandjoeshow.com.
Jim Amato, continue to aim high and do the dialects. That is, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by our bonus packages. You already know how important it is to buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. But even if you've already bought yours, think of others.
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 Others, others. Oscar.
Now it's easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. If you have someone in your life that would love the bonus show, listen up. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Boom, it's that easy. You can send the gift certificate to yourself so you can give it in person, or just do what I would do. Send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away.
Mike, people ask us all the time, like, how what else can we do to help the show out, right?
Right, right.
That's I would say gift it to yourself. You've earned it.
Yeah.
Yes, even when you have one.
Yeah.
Give yourself a second one.
Gift to somebody that you think might like the show.
It's a great way to get them hooked.
And then what they say is, well, what the hell is this? Then you explain it to them. Then they try it and they go for it.
Yep.
They'll get access to all our bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking. Don't be a parasite. Start giving. And we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Jan 12, 2018, Rob Spiewer.
You do not need to be a Star Wars fan to recognize this music cue and say it's one of the greatest in motion picture history. It's very, very great. Star Wars, it's called the Imperial March. It's Darth Vader's theme, right?
We also used to use it on the Don and Mike show. We started using it for executives.
Yes.
When they would come in from corporate to visit, we'd say, well, the vice presidents are here from Infinity Broadcasting. They're making their way down the hallway right now.
You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
Right, so, exactly.
This is a great, one of the most iconic movie themes of them all. A girl did a video, you have to listen very carefully, where she's doing a math equation, looks to be genuine, but it's too hard for me to understand, and her pencil actually plays the Imperial March as she does the equation. Mm. It's better to listen to than for me to explain.
Is she doing it on purpose?
Yeah, yes, she is. She actually found an equation that actually, but it doesn't measure up, and the award still goes to the guy that took a coffee stirrer and put it on a table and varied the length of the coffee stirrer that is off the table and plunked it and played the same song. This guy's a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go with that one.
Yeah, so, aim high, but it's still a great song, and we're glad to pull that one out of
Can you play that one again, please?
Yeah.
The coffee stirrer.
If we
that
took
one
it out
like,
of the best of bin.
Imagine if you were sitting in a diner, right, and you heard this in the table next to you. I mean, you'd stop. I might try that.
Be a good skill.
It's got to be a cheap spoon.
Yeah, or a...
is it a coffee stirrer or is it a spoon?
It's a coffee stirrer. And I think it would have to be a solid one and not a hollow one, because the hollow one would have some bend, right?
Yeah, but I think you just get the quality plastic ones.
Yes.
I love that. I really do.
All right. Last night, did you look at Truth and Lies, the Tonya Harding story?
I did not.
It had a couple good moments I'd like to share with you right now. Not good, maybe not the best word.
How time about, of the year for her? My God, you got I, Tonya, the movie that's getting nominated all over the place. And now you've got this. What's this, a TV series about it?
With the Winter Olympics coming out.
Yeah, this is I think it's on ABC, and they're going to focus on a story every week. But their lead one on this show called Truth and Lies, Tonya Harding, I didn't realize how bad the relationship was with her mother.
What had you done that made your mom go off on you with a hairbrush?
Oh, I wasn't landing my jumps perfect. That was it. That's it.
That's why you got feet.
Yes. And she did it on a regular basis. I don't think that there was more than one day a week sometimes that I didn't get beaten.
So if she didn't land a jump right, she would be locked in the bathroom beaten with
quote?
A hairbrush.
I don't think there was more than she's, her English is
I'll interpret
despicable.
For you.
Despicable. So
at least once a week she was beaten is what she's
at
saying.
At least once a week she was beaten. That's
with
what
a hairbrush
saying.
And oftentimes locked in
nobody
the bathroom.
Nobody deserves that. That's terrible. And a lot of people didn't know that she was going through that crap,
I was
terrible.
Beat. Look what happened. I got 10 look, jobs.
Look at how generous and sweet you turned out to be.
I have adopted another little guy, a little brown guy from an S-hole country.
Look how psychologically stingy he is.
Thanks for referencing that again. That's good. Tying it back in. By the way, Oscar, to the best of my knowledge, as a child, landed all of his jumps.
Now, one thing that was fascinating on this show last night, they talked to Mrs. Harding. They talked to the mother.
And the real one?
And she took issue with the fact that Tanya called their family trailer trash. She says they are not trailer trash. Mm.
Tanya herself called us trailer trash. We were never trailer trash. We had a beautiful new trailer.
Blue collar all the way. What the heck is wrong with that?
Yeah, it was a beautiful trailer, Mike. It wasn't
Sounds
trash.
Like the upper plate might be slipping on,
what
Mom.
Is
Can
going
we hear
on?
That again, please?
Dental
Tanya,
trash.
Tanya called us trailer trash.
Tanya herself called us trailer trash. We were never trailer trash. We had a beautiful new trailer.
Blue collar all the way. What the heck is wrong with that?
Yeah, okay.
Never
That's trailer. Really not a good defense,
so much
Mom.
Better.
No.
Thank you.
Let's bring it around to asshole countries if we can. I know it's been broached
Full
on the
circle.
Topic. Jimmy Kimmel last night ran a great montage of one of my favorite news guys, Wolf Blitzer. And if he doesn't put this on his demo reel, I don't know what's up with America.
Asshole, 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 asshole.
So that's Wolf yes. Blitzer getting it done.
Jimmy Kimmel, man.
Yeah.
Kimmel is getting it done.
Love it.
Unbelievable.
And also, while we were talking, let's close with this. We were talking about the Winter Olympics because of Tanya Harding. Do you know that climate change is making it hard for the Winter Olympics to find locations?
According to a new report, due to global warming, many former Winter Olympic sites may not be reliably cold enough to host the games again after 2050. Officials first became suspicious when a figure skater drowned.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. You can hear it all over the world, even in the asshole countries. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be back Tuesday. Have a great long weekend, everybody. If you've got the day, honor the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King now more than ever. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.